We're about to chat about gifting yourself and sending yourself something nice, because nobody else will.
That's a bit sad.
It's not true for me. I actually just went to my bag right there, and there is a Biscoff cream egg in it and a packet of nuts.
Oh,
because before I left this morning, my other half last night planted them in my bag for me.
That's nice. Savage.
I know. Sorry to be mushy on the radio, but I just copped it. Say she went, hang on, he's been awake since 4:45 and he hasn't texted me yet. So why are we talking about this? Because apparently gifting yourself is a thing if nobody else will. So over 15% of women said that they send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day to boost their mood or keep up appearances.
Oh. Yeah, but that's the thing with that. You, only you're a female,
yes,
of the species. Do you not like think some girls would be like in competition with each other? Who's got the best? Which boyfriend has given them the best?
Oh, you think they do it?
I know for certain friends of mine do it. No, but like have to be the best out of all them. My boyfriend got me this. Well, my boyfriend got me this.
I hate that.
I guess that some people are doing that for their appearances. I think that's the crazy part. I mean, like getting flowers for your kitchen table on like a weekly, bi-weekly basis, fine. But to purely brag about it is another level.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that?
I don't like the idea of sharing presents online.
No.
There's something about it. Do you know when you like you log on Christmas Day, everyone's sharing their presents.
Yeah.
They're tagging. And usually it's the people who can't afford the luxurious stuff. And they're sharing it like mad. And I'm like, hang on a minute. I know you can't afford that, you mad thing. You're just trying to make me think you can.
It's like in primary school where you're like, this is everything I got off Santa. And you're like showing all of your friends what you got.
That's it. It was that's it. When Santa came, you'd be like telling all your friends and showing it off. I feel like social media is like that now. And like, I don't know.
Gifts off.
Yeah, it says me who just bragged about my chocolate and nuts that I got.
Radio.
You know? It's a bit different because radio disappears. It's gone dead.
Yeah,
it's not like people can keep checking it all the time. So either they don't know what like their partner is getting them, or they want to make their couple of friends jealous. Now, I have to say, when it comes to gifting yourself, you know, like influencers, you get sent out gifts, hashtag gift, hashtag PR, hashtag press drop, all that jazz. I have heard genuinely of people with, you know, not large followings, but kind of like they call them micro influencers and sending themselves something, tagging the brand in it. So it'd be like me coming on now this morning and I'm wearing, what am I wearing? These are like Calvin Klein shoes. Then again, were gifted to me, but by someone, not by Calvin Klein. Because I don't spend money on clothes. I'm going, oh my God, thanks at Calvin Klein for these beautiful trainers.
And I wonder, are they expecting the brand then to like reach out and be like, yeah, let's collab?
No, that's not it. Because Calvin Klein won't see that. They're such a big brand. They won't see
it. Yeah, a big brand.
But someone else might see it. That might be a smaller brand and go, Jesus, Calvin Klein have Marty on their press drop. We need to add him to it.
Right, yeah, okay.
So then all of a sudden tomorrow, I'm like, oh, thanks to the guys in at Lone Town Shopping Centre for sending me a lollipop. Do you know that kind of way? Because they're like, if Calvin Klein,
we should hop on that as well.
Yeah. It's mad, so it is. But then imagine the brand did see it.
And they're like, no, we didn't.
No, but of course we sent them out to you. You paid for them. Like,
delivered the goods.
We just delivered what you paid for. Have you ever gifted yourself something as a gift? Like you've gone, no, I'm treating myself.
Yeah, of course. I love shopping. So I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to treat myself. But I'm not going to take pictures and post all over my Instagram as if, you know, like someone else gave it to me. Like, no, I actually, hashtag self-love.
Yeah.
Hashtag self-love.
And like around Christmas and stuff, mum's always like, oh, like, what do you want? You've not told me what you want. It's like, oh, right, okay. And I can't think. But there's things I'll know that are too expensive that I'll get for myself maybe.
Yeah.
And then, but I'll give a kind of, I need these deodorants or whatever the hell. I'll say to mum and then she can get them things. But I'll still get myself, I want this anyway, so I want to treat myself.
Yeah, because it's Christmas or it's my birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not for Valentine's, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. It's so commercialized as it is, isn't it? You're just contributing to it by buying something for yourself, saying Happy Valentine's Day to me.
And then, like, posting, like, the jewelry online with, like, a love heart.
Stop, I can't. Now, I don't think we're going to get someone to admit that they've done it. But hey, if you're open to admitting that you do it, 087-110-207. But you might know someone else that's done it and you can out them. You don't have to tell us their name. Just tell us if you know someone who sent themselves something to make it look like that they're important and spoiled. Now, we are chatting about gifting yourself because nobody else will do it. Or you want to come across as being a legend online. I was talking about how I've heard of influencers gifting themselves products from well-known brands and tagging them, even though they bought them themselves, just to have the perception of that the brand wanted to send them something free. And we were chatting then as well about maybe buying yourself a better present because your other half wouldn't do it, so that you can post it online and brag about it and make it look as if, oh, my other half is better than yours. And the whole, all of that is just wild to me. But apparently, it's a thing. So my boyfriend usually doesn't get me anything because he's terrible with gifts. He does give me money and says to get myself something nice, though. So that works for me. I'll never be underwhelmed then. That comes in from Ellie. Ellie, can I, like, isn't that all very, like, come on. Like, isn't love a bit more than that?
I mean, for Valentine's, can he not buy flowers? Do you know what I mean?
Even like a card.
Even like, a card. Do you know what? There, you hit the nail on the head. A card is just, it's so small, but it's perfect.
It's so perfect.
Like, if I got nothing else but a card and, like, a really nice message.
Sometimes for the big milestones in life over the course of the year, milestones as if Valentine's, you know what I mean? Just a card is nice. It's just recognition of it, 100%. Isn't it?
100%. And, like, it's just words. No materialistic things.
Yeah.
That and a bunch of flowers. Come on, boys.
You're mad for the flowers.
Easy, yeah. Pleased. Yeah, love it. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, but that's true, though.
All, to be fair,
but then there's so many different types of flowers.
Oh, my goodness.
I never know.
Just go in. They won't care what they look
like. I'm terrible for flowers, though. Like, I'll save up my money and then just buy them based on the price, and they might not even be nice. To me, they're nice because they're like that amount of money or something.
Oh,
yeah. These ones look,
and I bring them home, and they're like,
the
thought lovely,
that counts.
Lovely, they're real nice. They are, and I'm like, they aren't.
Yeah,
they?
But imagine if you didn't get the flowers, then there'd be war.
I know, but like, what I'm asking is what is a good flower?
Well, it's the ones that aren't properly opened yet. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, they've got a bit of time in
them. They've got time in them. So then you can watch them bloom. Yeah, and then you'll get the nice smell. Whereas if they already look perfect in the shop.
A couple of days.
Okay, there's people scrambling right now looking for flowers. What flowers are you recommending? Yeah, I'm liking this. Keep going on.
Like, just look at them. If they're a bit brown.
Oh, yeah.
Or if the ends of them are dry. Don't take them.
Oh, don't take them.
Don't take but them. Leave them there.
So if they look boring but have potential.
It's all about the potential. Because then when you go home, put them in the vase, and then, you know, the water will help them grow. Good. And then they'll bloom, and then they'll smell the house. And
I did not know that.
So, lads, if they're brown, put them down. And if they're dry, let them lie.
Oh, wow.
Think about that. What you said. Just give it
you're
bit
so
of a
smart. And you are, though. Tom in Donegal says, my missus knows I don't do Valentine's gifts. All right, Tom. waste of time. So she gets herself whatever, and then she just says, I got it for her, and I take the credit.
Like, no, Tom. Have a look at yourself, Tom. I just gave you plenty advice. It's okay. You can do Valentine's. You can do gifting.
She knows I don't do Valentine's.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.